When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome our colleague, Mickey Siegel, retired Lieutenant Colonel of the IDF, who's going to help us understand the activities, the presentation, the capabilities in the Red Sea. This is a body of water that translates into risk and opportunity through the whole region because it touches on Africa, on the Middle East, and also as the transit point for the Suez Canal. Mickey, a very good evening to you. What has happened? What is new here in the Red Sea? Good evening to you.
Good evening. What is new? Actually, there is nothing really new. We are seeing now ongoing Iranian activity in this very sensitive area. And this activity is going to, few issues that Iran is addressing in this area. First is the issue of the giving aid to the Houthis in Yemen in their war against Saudi Arabia and the UAE, mainly through UAVs, drones, explosive speedboats, and other things. The second issue is trying to funnel weapons to Hamas through the Red Sea, through ports in the Horn of Africa. Iran have new ports, good relations with the states of that are in the Horn of Africa. And we see an ongoing Iranian activity in the area, mainly through forward naval bases, which are on ships that have all kind of activity, surveillance, intelligence gathering, and even mounting, logistical support to the Houthis. Another thing, which is the activity of the of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. Another Iranian naval force in the region is the Iranian Navy, the part of the Iranian Army, not the IRGC, which is a part of the international support for fighting piracy in the area. So sometimes they use this, battle groups that they are dispatching in the area to other activities with the IRGC in the Red Sea. And now we've just heard that maybe there is going to be an agreement between Saudi Arabia and Egypt concerning the island of Snapir in the Tehran Strait. So it also could concern Iran because it's in the same area. So we are seeing actually an Iranian presence, constant presence in the Red Sea, which goes to the Suez Canal and the Mediterranean. So it is a very important area for Iran in its regional activity, in its regional subversive activity.
Malcolm?
So we have the IRGC Navy and the Iranian Navy seemingly cooperating more than they have in the past in the Red Sea, Bab al-Mandab areas, and they ship weapons and cargo to Yemen, Lebanon, Gaza, their other clients in the region. Israel, I know, did. Pardon me?
Yes, you are correct. And 2 years ago, some foreign forces attacked one of these forward floating bases, the ships called Sabiz. It was attacked by an unknown force in the Red Sea. It was an IRGC ship, but Iran managed to replace it with another ship that is currently operating in the area.
A mega ship. It's a mega ship, right?
Yes. It's a very large ship. It could launch helicopters, speedboats, drones, what have you. From the maritime platform.
So Israel announced that they just completed a complex submarine exercise to establish their presence in the Red Sea to show the capability. So this is for superiority. Is it deterrence? What is the goal now? And then the concurrent attack, which they advertise as simulating a hit on Iranian nuclear targets.
Yes, there was a large Israeli long-range attack against Iran with mocking targets and planes going back and forth to Cyprus and then back, and then simulating targeting Iranian nuclear facilities. At the same time, there was some submarine activities. And there is also a paramount Israeli activity in the Red Sea to try and counter Iran, because I think Iran, just paper that I wrote yesterday about Iranian trying to establish, as they said, of course, a preemptive capability. That is to say, to launch drones, swarms of drones in their asymmetric doctrine, to launch swarms of drones towards Israel or other targets, Saudi targets, other targets in the area, on the ground, in the sea, and they are preparing this capability with hundreds of drones. That some of these drone bases were attacked allegedly by Israeli forces a few times during the past few months.
Mickey, the Red Sea is a small body of water, and it has choke points, the entrance and the exits, the Suez Canal. Is the Israeli Navy in a position to cut off the Red Sea entirely to keep Iran out in the event of a conflict?
I think you're correct that it's a very narrow body of water. And I think there is also, Israel is now part of CENTCOM. And an Israeli officer, naval officer, is going to be positioned in Bahrain in a few weeks. And they will be coordinating the activity of the American Fifth Fleet in Bahrain and in the area. And I think there is a good ongoing cooperation between Israel and the United States, which holds a permanent presence in this very sensitive area. And I think the cooperation between CENTCOM, which CENTCOM had just visited Israel, I see in the future a good cooperation between the United States and Israel, especially if we can see the JCPOA continue to stall, and the Vienna talks are now, unfortunately for some of in the United States, a negotiating team. But I think this the failing of the JCPOA, we see, I think, more boldness on behalf of Iran, and I can forecast that Iran will continue to attack ships as they now capture a Greece tanker in the Persian Gulf, and they a few months ago they hit another ship in the Sea of Oman. And I think we'll see more of this, more and more of this in the coming months.
Malcolm?
Can we ask a little bit about another phase, and that is the protests in Saudi Arabia, which are getting larger by all reports. Food is becoming more scarce. Has the government got any plans? Are they looking to import food? They have very shrinking resources, it seems, cash resources, despite the oil price increase. How do you assess where the people of Iran are at and what the government plans to do about these protests?
We have about 1 minute, Mickey. Go ahead.
Okay, we can see that the interval between the protests in Iran are getting shorter and shorter. Iranian now cut subsidies for wheat, and there is a large increase in prices of wheat, bread, pasta, which are essential goods, commodities for the Iranian people. We see a lot of protests all across Iranian provinces. We can see people chanting death to Khamenei, death to the regime. And we can see, but for now, unfortunately, the West, the United States, are not available for the Iranians again because of the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine. But I think the protest is there. It's not fading. the regime is capable of containing this protest, but on the mid to long run, I think this protest will have a very strong toll, a very severe toll from the regime that is more and more what I want to say, that the regime is more and more dependable on the bayonets of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, who are the true ruler in Iran.
Mickey Siegel, retired Lieutenant Colonel IDF, is a senior analyst at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, as well as at Acumen Risk Advisors. Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bashir.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.